Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You. I'm John Ryan, your host, and my co-host Janet Entine is here with me today. And Janet has learned a lot.
Yeah.
And Christina Liu is with us now. And we're going to start off this segment with an absolute, actually a congratulations to Supervisor Judy Bosworth, not for the state of the town yet, but for the casino.
Yes.
Yes.
She was one of, if not the first, major name person to get out there and stand up and say it was wrong. And then she was joined as time went on. But
with residents.
County executive, mm-hmm. and then Kate Murray and some of the mayors. But, you know, she's a person who goes by her convictions, and it shows.
Yes.
And it shows twofold, not her convictions only, but when people gather together against a wrong. That's all there is to it. Right. At the end of the day, it was a tremendous accomplishment. And everybody who stood there with signs and all
I saw the photographs of all the residents with signs. And
they have to be
saying
proud.
The residents say they should be heard.
Yeah,
you know,
at the end
really
of the day.
Yes, it was very effective and very gratifying.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, there's nobody can tell where things go, but why? It's a consequence of, you know, so when you look forward and you can say there's some negative consequences, why go there in the first place? There's places, Long Island is big enough, you know, yes, the money aspect is, you know, I didn't realize, somebody told me, I don't pay attention. There's one in Aqueduct.
Yes.
Which is mm-hmm. Queens, though, it's Queens
yes.
money. But they're huge, it's millions of dollars comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying it would be a bad thing on Long Island, it's just.
Plus, too, I think it's like, it just came out of nowhere, and no one was really consulted about the issue. So, I mean, it might have went down differently if people felt like they were involved in, you know, like the decision aspect of things, so.
Right. And on Long Island, your house is expensive enough, your taxes, there's almost a courtesy.
Right.
You know, honestly, I mean, it's
right.
not like
no,
you're
absolutely.
Living here for free, then
right.
guess what, we're going to do this.
Oh.
But when you have such an investment.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
In a place like this. But anyway, great there for Judy. But then mm-hmm. we go to the state of the town.
Yes.
Which really, I mean, first of all, I love the way she started it with May Neuberger.
Oh, that was great. Yeah.
Which is amazing, but what happens, that just proves that, you know, what is it? No matter
yeah,
how
she said,
change,
it said, she said, I couldn't resist sharing that line from May Neuberger's 1995 speech, said Bosworth. It mirrored exactly what I would say today after 13 months in office. Some things don't change even 20 years later, which is just funny. I mean, because May Neuberger, you know, there were so many storms that year, and then Judy really has
yeah.
had her run of storms as well, so.
And it worked out fine. But it is. It's a tough way to take office with everybody screaming at you.
And I didn't realize there were 17 snowstorms her first year in office. 17 snowstorms.
Wow. I didn't know the number, but I do recall that it was just, we're looking out the window here and seeing the snow. The snow was for months. It just never went away, it just seemed. But I didn't realize there was that many storms.
Yeah, 17 it said. So that was.
And I do remember, Long Island ran out of sand.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was stuck in New
right.
Jersey or something
right.
ridiculous. I mean, I don't remember all the bits.
God willing, we're not going to have that issue this year.
No, but this is
fingers crossed. Yet. Yeah,
I don't mind snow. I like the snow, and then 2 or 3 days later, let it melt and go away.
Right. Yeah, I like the snow on Christmas, and then it's gone. Yeah.
No, but this one is holding up here at this point also. And there's more coming this weekend.
I know. Let's power of positive thinking.
From what I was gathering,
I think she talked about all of her accomplishments. The building department. I know the applicant advocate was a big thing that Judy. Did and what I think is great too, she does these mobile office hours for the building department, and it's for seniors,
great.
Which I think is great, you know, because it's tackling the issue once again. You know, not everyone is able to come in, you know, at all kinds of hours.
Right.
It's a schlep, you know, you're not able to get there, but there's still questions you have, and it gets so confusing. I mean, with the permits and the codes, it's just.
But
so,
it also is an advertisement for the fact that you are a very open
right, exactly, and willing to work with
that.
You.
Right, exactly. So
you know,
it's just all the way around. It's
yeah, they actually will come to Great Neck Senior Center, Social Center, Port Washington Senior Center, Clinton G. Martin Park, at our building at the Department of Services for the Aging, that's in Roslyn Heights, the Yes We Can Community Center, and of course, you know, the building department itself in Manhasset. And you just call 311 and you make an appointment, and they'll sit with you and they'll look at papers. They'll look, you know, so it's really, I think, an amazing thing that the supervisor has created.
And just to piggyback on that, a friend of mine was doing work in the town of North Hempstead over the last X number of months and had ran into some difficulties. And I put him in touch with Lauren Suma. And honestly, compliments to her. You know, you can't always get the answer you want. Mm-hmm. And in something which people have to accept, when you're talking permits, when you're talking building codes and violations, you have a contractor who says, this is perfect, mm-hmm. and the town says no. So I'm the buyer in the middle, and I'm cranky. You have to stop and go back and say, wait a minute. We have a code right. in the town. It has to be adhered right. to. So redo it. Nobody told you to do it. You know, right. at the end of the day, Lauren walks people through
the right,
stuff.
Right, the process. That's
the
what,
process. That's what you want. It's yeah. that helping hand, as yes. Janet was talking about before. Mm-hmm. So long right. as you know there's somebody to listen and say, right. slow down. Okay, it might take you 2 more weeks, but let's get through it. And if right. we do it together right.
And it does it the right way. Exactly. Right. And I think that's what, you know, I know she was saying too. I mean, it seems like, you know, nothing. But for a long time, you had to pay cash or with a check for all of, you know, for different codes and permits and stuff. And now they actually do credit. They accept credit cards
oh, really?
And debit cards on the website. Yeah, I actually thought that was interesting because, like, it's saying so little, but it all ties into this, you know, convenience.
User
they do.
Friendly, right?
Right, and they do evening hours now for people that yes. are working. So, I mean, I think it's like they're covering all the necessary bases because, you know, and the building department, you know, had its issues. And
right,
I think
right,
that, you know,
that's
Judy's
fine.
Really taken steps to, you know, make it more transparent and user-friendly. So it's really good.
Just throwing another thing in there. And actually, some weeks, I know when we close the show, I usually say thank you. Sometimes I don't say thank you. But last week, 88.1 FM WCWP actually aired the State of the Town Alive, mm-hmm. which is the first time I did that. Like, I didn't do anything. but really, congratulations and thanks go out to Dan Cox, who's the director here,
yes.
and put that together. And Zach and Janine, who are always here every week helping us out. But, I mean, you know, not saying thank you doesn't mean you're not appreciative. Just sometimes you wrap up the show and all of a sudden it's over. But that was a nice, you know, for the first time it was
right.
something interesting. Because you do want to have the opportunity for people to hear.
Yes.
And again, we're talking seniors. Some people are homebound.
Yes.
You know, you can read about it the next day, but reading about something is not the same as hearing it and the inflection. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was tremendous and covered. And, you know, the thing is, too, this is Project Independence. Judy covered a lot of senior-based
there was
stuff.
A big,
she's an advocate.
There was a very big, excuse me.
Take your
there
time.
Was a big... section that Project right. Independence was featured in, which was, it just shows, you know, the commitment to the seniors of the town.
The one number that Judy had mentioned, which is a number that Christina had given us, was 26,565.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I knew
right.
the number because right. I had read Christina's notes.
Because it's such an amazing number when
huge.
You think about that. I mean, it blows you away. It really just... And I think it's just, great. I mean, you know, she talked about how we're now with community services and, you know, even though DOSA is still going to be DOSA and community services, but, you know, we're able to keep providing the services and we, you know, she's all about providing the services in a fiscally responsible way.
Right, right.
Which I think she definitely showed.
Well, it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no question about it. Everything doesn't have to... Let me back it up. Everything does depend on money because,
right.
you know, we were talking about figs here recently. Things are changing.
Right.
All over the place things change.
Mm-hmm.
But things can get accomplished by just putting your head together and making sure.
Right, because you don't want to lose the services.
No,
but you want to figure out how some, like, I mean, the ideal situation is how to provide the services for less money.
Right, of course.
You know, is really, so I think Judy's really, you know, works to do that. And I think it's amazing. It really is.
And it's working. I mean, the budget
right,
was
exactly,
cut,
right.
but no, not a service
right.
under Project mm-hmm. Independence has been touched.
Mm-hmm.
If not, they've been added to, actually.
Right, and it's just about reallocating things and, you know, looking at, you know, what's the most efficient and what works the best. So it's really great. And she also discussed we're going to be partnering with Self-Help Community Services and actually Kimmel Housing to provide the service called Virtual Senior Center. Which it's just a great idea. They'll come in. They received a grant, and they want to partner with the town to provide it to different town residents. Where you have this special computer that's extremely user friendly, and there's all these courses, and you could sit
right.
there and interact. And it's, you know, it's for people who can't get out. And what's great on the opposite end is they're looking for volunteers who want to provide the classes.
Right.
So it's like you get both things, and it's so flexible. You could do a class one day, you could do a class, you know, 3 days, and it's really, It should be a very exciting program, so we're excited about that in 2015.
Actually, in reference to that, just giving a plug to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation
yes.
at Shelter Rock.
And they're also
I'm a
doing
member.
Yes.
They
yeah.
they gave the grant.
Right.
They put up $100,000
mm-hmm.
from
That's
their
amazing.
Socially
wow.
responsible programs. They have right. a socially responsible program group over there
mm-hmm.
and large grants is what's,
right.
what's called. And that was one of the issues that was voted upon. And Judy was at the unveiling of it,
yes.
and I know you guys are going to be partners with them.
Yeah, so it's
going to
be
which is tremendous.
It's exciting, you know, because that's where things are moving. You know, not everyone is obviously comfortable using a computer,
right.
but they'll walk you through it. And for those, you know, if you're isolated, I mean, it opens up such a world, you know, and you'll be able to actually be taking classes and talking to other people. So I think it's just another aspect that we could tackle, which will be good.
And seniors are becoming more technologically
mm-hmm.
advanced. There's no, I mean, I have an iPhone, but I only got it a couple of years ago, and I got it after my grandson was born because
right.
I saw one of my daughters talking to my other daughter.
yeah.
And
you,
I'm saying,
yeah.
And I was up for a whatever you call that. My contract
like an
was
upgrade,
up.
Yeah.
An upgrade. So I said, I want that one. You
right.
know, I didn't know.
Right.
You know, I wasn't paying attention to what it was, and it's great.
Yeah.
But we're
going to
get there. Seniors are going to get more
right.
and more.
And that's what it is, and I think it's the grandkid push, you know, is really, because it's like last week, I believe, we had one of our co-hosts, Jerry Peretzman, who was
right,
signing
right.
up for the Skype course because, you know, he needed to Skype with his grandchildren, and that was like his motivation.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, you know, it's just definitely something that we need to start focusing on technology, so it's great. And then the supervisor also talked about the town has recently been designated as an AARP age-friendly community, which is like the first one, and it's really just it's exciting because it's not necessarily it benefits everyone,
right,
you know.
Okay.
So it's the walkways, you know, the town, and because of Project Independence, we were providing these services. So AARP designated this, and now we're going to work with them to take steps to continue doing that and just make it, you know, user friendly for everyone, really, you know, which is just great. It's just another.
Like that's a designation,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean,
it's absolutely.
But
it's a designation.
But it's a feather because AARP.
It's the first town in Nassau County to do that.
World.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just.
Okay.
And it's just it just shows that they're, you know, recognizing what goes on in North Hempstead and how we are because when you sign up for this designation, you are like promising to continue making these advancements and thinking that way, which is really which is great. You know, it just shows the progressive thinking, I think, of
100%,
North Hempstead.
You know. And actually, from a progressive perspective, and everything comes, sometimes things come accidentally, but the merging, so to speak, of community services and DOSA is, you know, it's a wonderful thing at the same time because some of the programs that were mixing
right.
the stuff together and the expertise of both groups.
And
is
I think
tremendous.
It's just, you know, what's great and what we've all been trying to do with all departments in the town is just getting everyone on the same page because there's so many events every department is providing. And the more we all know about it, the more we could promote it. I mean,
right.
that's what's great about this segment is that we could, you know, talk about what's going on in the building department, what's going on
yeah.
with the tax receiver. I mean, it's really just, it's endless. So it's now we're getting to know everything that's going on so we don't miss anything.
Because the nice thing is owning a piece of this town as a resident, you do. It's so nice to be able to turn around. When Janet, you had two questions now this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That, not two questions, but two situations
right.
that got answered.
Right.
So
right.
it's nice if no matter what department you're in,
mm-hmm.
like Lauren helped me out there with a building. But I have no problem. Actually, when we came out of the Harbor Links the other day, some woman was out in the lobby asking about a building. Who do I get in touch with? And somebody, I said, just call Lauren.
Yeah.
But
right.
somebody gave me, I said, don't call that one. Call 311,
mm-hmm.
ask for Lauren. Because
right.
I'm not saying Lauren's going to be able to help you. I don't know what her question
right.
was.
Right.
But she'll send
she'll
you
know.
Something.
She'll send you in the right
She's
right.
in the circle. She'll send you something.
And that's what the beauty of 311 is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you just have whatever question you have, someone, they're trained to put you in the direction that you need to be.
Right.
You know,
right.
So you don't need to know who you need to speak to. You know, they'll tell you.
Right.
Which is really.
And if you take that frustration away from people,
yeah.
you've made them happier.
Right.
Because some seniors I know, when they're dialing the number, my mother called me recently because she couldn't make an appointment with the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hit this. Hit that.
Right, of
now,
course.
She wasn't a new person. She wasn't, she had to change. I mean, they didn't have a category for what she needed
right.
to do. It's like, ma,
yeah.
you know, whatever. That's not the point.
Right.
I said, I'll call them. And
right.
they didn't give exactly what she
it's
was
hard.
Requesting.
It's hard. And
she
I get, I mean,
push.
I know for even for my own self, you know, obviously I'm not a senior, but it's because it's constantly press this.
Big
press
shot,
this.
Huh?
So
okay,
we should
throw that one in here.
You know, I'm just saying. but, You know, a 3-1 actually gets to talk to a human, and I think that's what, you know, a nice thing. You know, you're on the other end, you know, you're talking to that call center, you know, that call taker who will, you know, help you. It's not an automated machine, you know, which
definitely,
I think, provides some comfort.
Which touches base even what Charlie Berman's doing on the 24th. Mm-hmm. It's a person. I myself, I can go on a computer sometime for the simplest thing. I'll say, I'll do this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I get dizzy. Mm-hmm. I'll do it tomorrow. And then I don't do it.
Right.
If somebody was sitting there and say, John, just put this here, that there, and you get it done, it's so much easier. Actually, time is going always quickly on this segment. You're listening to 88.1 FM, Project Independence in You. We'll be right back after this break.